AJ, first of all, brief us a little bit about this Brazilian Air Force decision to kind of open up their UFO files. Tell us about that. What happened? How were you and other people able to get this to occur?
All right. See, we've been kind of pressuring the Brazilian Air Force and some other military in Brazil for quite some time. And last year, by April, we decided to launch a movement, a campaign, that could coordinate all types of efforts towards this direction, to make the documents public, to make the Brazilian Air Force or any other military to come public with their documents about UFOs. Because we already knew that they had a lot of documents. Since we started in April last year, we already have over than 1,000 pages of official UFO documents, from most of them from Brazilian Air Force and some from Navy and some from the Army. And we wanted to get more, much more than that. So what we did, we launched the campaign, UFOs, Freedom of Information Now, throughout the magazine, the Brazilian UFO magazine, which is about is a monthly magazine of about 40,000 issues per month. And through our website, ufo.com.br. And during all this period, we have been gathering signature in a petition to ask our government to release its files, its military files. But not only this, George. Actually, the objectives of this campaign were two. First of them was to pressure in a very positive way, but not confronting, but actually in a positive way, to pressure the government to come out with these files, to release the files about UFOs in Brazil. But more than that, what we, the Brazilian UFO researchers, wanted was to get access and to take part in the investigations that eventually could be done or was being done by the Brazilian Air Force or any other military. So we offered to our government our expertise, our talent, our time, voluntarily.
Were you surprised, AJ? Were you surprised that the government was so willing to disclose all of a sudden, or at least begin to open up its files?
Yes, to tell you the truth, I was, because we were intended to give our government the petition with over 40,000 subscriptions, 40,000 signatures of people supporting it. We're supposed to give it. But before we came to that point, last February, I got a call from a major, Major Antonio Lorenzo from the Brazilian Air Force. He was saying that he was, among other officials from the Brazilian Air Force, they have been observing our campaign. They have been watching everything we have done and considered that our efforts deserve better attention. So he said, you are doing the right thing. You are doing a valuable effort to get an approach between us, the military, and the Brazilian UFO researchers, civilian researchers. So next step, he invited us to come to Brasilia and see by ourselves the files that we so much wanted. And then it was just a matter of weeks until we have reached the date that we could all get together in Brasilia. It was May 20, last May 20. And this was very, very surprising to me because I never expected them to be so open. But in the first phone call that they made me, this major told me clearly that they have files. And he said, quote, "We are very sad that these files are unused. They have not been investigated by the military, and the civilian has no access to them."
And they could be years old, too. I bet they were some very old cases as well, huh, AJ? Just sitting there.
Yes. We learned when we went to the Brazilian Air Force headquarters in Brasilia last May 20 that the military have been collecting and registering in specific folders UFO sightings from 1954. Now, in our campaign, we knew that something like that was going on. And as we asked our government, see, first step or a sign of goodwill from the Brazilian Air Force or from the Brazilian government, please do open your files at least for three specific cases. Because we always knew that they won't just get us in and say, here are all the files. Look what you want and do what you want. No, so we thought let's focus in three different files.
Okay, let's hold that for a second, AJ, because we're going to talk about those three important files because they are really blockbuster cases. Paula, what does this mean? This disclosure by the British Air Force, by the Brazilian Air Force. What does this disclosure mean worldwide?
This disclosure means, number one, that they're taking seriously a group of investigators. And you know there are really dedicated people out there that have been doing this work for years and years, George. I think in this case, though, I'd like to say a few things about Italy. In this case, if you can unite in one group the way AJ has in Brazil, they know who to go to. There is a group that's studying it. We had the same thing happen, and I think AJ was present in San Marino when this happened in the year 2000.
Yes,
when General Aldo Oliveira, who was a deputy general of security of the Air Force of Italy, gave the CUN, the Centro Ufologico Nazionale, a dossier of 350 cases, and he did it in public. He did it at a big conference, but the conference was not in Italy. It was in San Marino. San Marino is an independent republic, and when this particular general got an invitation from an independent republic, which has different implications, he brought over a dossier of 350 Italian cases, which he gave to a group of researchers. That makes them valid. That makes those researchers work hand in hand with the military to research these cases, but they're a group. They weren't given to individual people. So I think that AJ should also be congratulated for keeping together a group of people that are doing this, and that he keeps in that he consistently shows the seriousness of the research method, because, you know, AJ's been at it a long time, like Roberto Pinotti, who is the director of the Centro Ufologico Nazionale in Italy, have been at it a long time, years and years. And the irony is they both worked with Hynek, which is wonderful for me because, you know, I worked with Hynek. So here I am going, yay, Hynek would be so happy to see this happening after all these years. You know, he worked with Blue Book. He would be so happy to see that these cases are being given.